Have you ever stopped to think about how old the engine on the nose of your airplane really is? Not the serial number, the design, the lineage. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today, we're not talking about a new airplane or a new gadget on the Oshkosh floor. We're talking about the factory floor. Because a piece of news came across the wire this week that most pilots will scroll right past, and I think that's a mistake. Here's what you need to know. Pratt & Whitney Canada, which is an RTX company, announced it will invest $275 million Canadian, that's roughly $195 million US, to modernize its engine plant in Longueuil, Quebec. That's the news, as reported this week by AeroTime. Now, before we dig in, a word from the people helping us keep the lights on in the hangar today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about why a factory upgrade in Quebec matters to you, the person flying. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. $275 million is a number. What that number represents is where it gets interesting. Longueuil, just across the river from Montreal, is the heart of Pratt & Whitney Canada. And Pratt & Whitney Canada is arguably the most important engine maker most general aviation pilots never think about by name. Here's why. If you've ever flown behind or been carried by a PT6 turboprop engine, you've trusted your life to something that came out of that lineage. Let me put the PT6 in perspective. The PT6A first ran in the late 1950s and entered service in the early 1960s. Think about that. This is an engine design older than the Boeing 747. And it is still, today, the single most widely produced turboprop engine in the history of aviation. More than 64,000 of them have been built. They have accumulated well over half a billion flight hours. That's not a typo. Half a billion hours. If you fly a King Air, you're on PT6 power. Pilatus PC-12, PT6, the Cessna Caravan, hauling jumpers and freight into your local field, PT6. Air tractors and Thrush Ag planes working the fields at dawn, PT6. Trainers, medevac airplanes, bush planes on floats in Alaska. That one engine family is the quiet workhorse behind an enormous slice of the turbine general aviation world. So when the company that makes it commits nearly $200 million US to modernize the mother plant, that's a signal worth reading. This affects you if you fly turbine, if you're thinking about stepping up to turbine, or if you fly a piston single and just want to understand where the industry is putting its money. Here's what the investment is actually about. Pratt & Whitney Canada says the money goes toward modernizing the Longueuil facility, upgrading manufacturing capability, and supporting production and testing of both current and next-generation engines. Read between the lines and you see a company that is not treating its legacy turboprop and turbofan lines as sunset products. They're reinvesting in the tooling, the test cells, and the processes that build these engines. Why does that matter to a working pilot? Two words, parts and support. When you own or operate a turbine airplane, the single biggest long-term question isn't the airframe. Airframes are simple. It's the engine. Will the manufacturer still support it in 15 years? Will parts be available? Will there be a network of overhaul shops, hot section inspections, and factory backing? A capital investment like this one is the manufacturer telling the market, "We are staying in this business, and we intend to keep these engines flying and supported for decades." For anyone weighing the purchase of a used King Air or a Caravan, that's a real data point. The residual value of your turbine airplane is tied directly to whether its engine has a healthy support ecosystem behind it. This news strengthens that case. Now, let me flag something as opinion, because I promised you I'd tell you when I'm speculating rather than reporting. I think there's a second story underneath this one, and it's about where turbine propulsion is headed. Pratt & Whitney Canada has been openly working on hybrid electric and more sustainable engine technology. They flight-tested a hybrid electric demonstrator based on a Dash 8 regional airliner when a company modernizes its core manufacturing plant and specifically mentions next-generation engines. Part of what they're buying is the ability to build whatever comes after the pure turbine. That could be hybrid systems, it could be engines optimized for sustainable aviation fuel, it could be architectures we haven't seen yet. That's my read, not a company announcement, so take it as informed opinion. But the through line is this. The engine on your nose, or the two on your wings, exists inside an industrial ecosystem. That ecosystem needs continuous investment to keep running. When you see a headline about a factory in Quebec getting a $250 million upgrade, what you're really seeing is the machinery behind your annual inspection, your hot section, your parts availability, staying healthy. There's also a jobs and supply chain angle here that's worth a sentence. Longueuil is a major aerospace employment center for Canada, and this investment supports skilled manufacturing and engineering work. A strong, stable manufacturing base is part of what keeps engine prices and lead times sane. When supply chains wobble, we all feel it. Whether it's a back-ordered part grounding your airplane for a month or an overhaul slot booked out a year. So what should you actually do with this news? Honestly, for most of you, nothing today. You don't need to act, but file it away. The next time someone tells you a 50 or 60-year-old engine design is a liability, you'll know the truth that PT6 isn't old because nobody improved it. It's enduring because it works and because the company behind it keeps pouring money into building it better. Longevity in aviation is not the same as obsolescence. Sometimes the oldest design in the hangar is the one you can trust the most, precisely because an entire industry has spent 6 decades refining it. That's the context the headline skips. This story came to us by way of AeroTime, with the underlying announcement from Pratt & Whitney Canada. You can find more of what we cover over at radiohangar.com. Next time you pre-flight, put your hand on that cowling and give it a little respect. There's more history and more investment humming under there than you might think. This is Tower. Wheels up.